Hello and welcome to the second episode of Tiger Talks. My name is Emily and I'm the content editor here at Tiger. In this episode, I'm talking to Roxy Hanlon, the head of Tiger's temporary division in our city office. Roxy has over 10 years experience in recruitment, all of which she uses in her day-to-day at Tiger. Today, we're talking all things hiring in the City of London. To start, can you give me a general market overview? What is hiring in the city like at the moment?
So the market at the minute, I'd say, it's a very positive market. There's a lot of opportunity for both candidates and clients. There's been a lot of growth. There's been a lot of opportunity for candidates, whether it be they are looking for their first job, whether they're looking for a career change. We have seen quite a lot of part-time roles come up in the city. So candidates who are looking to work reduced hours or days per week. We have seen a real influx in temp to perms and fixed term contracts, especially over the last 10 to 12 months. I've never seen a market on temp where it's been more temp to perms and FTCs than just temp bookings. I think getting someone in on a temp basis before they go perm, it just makes things quicker, it's easier. I think at the moment temp to perms and it's just a really positive way to recruit because it's securing that talent quickly. It's not waiting for a month for someone to start. And within that 4 weeks, who knows literally what could happen in those 4 weeks.
Would you say, I suppose, broadly over the past year, have we seen any shifts in kind of hiring trends?
I think the biggest thing we've seen in the last 12 months would be the need for international languages. So candidates having a language skill set in addition to English. So we've seen a lot come up for German speakers, we've seen a lot coming up for French speaking, majority of the European languages, we've seen a kind of high demand for those, where that has been our city clients tend to be more finance based, so they have a lot of a heavy presence out in Germany, they have a big presence out in Europe in particular, so that language skill has been quite it's been higher than I've ever seen before. We're seeing a lot of, isn't it? Can a PA be based in London but support a team out in Germany? And can they be that communication, that line between London and Germany, and can they support them remotely, look after their diary, translate any documents that need translating? So that's where we're seeing a real increase in language roles. And I think that's only going to increase with more clients and more companies, you know, moving potential business abroad. And with the recruitment process and the hiring process, things have picked up kind of pace and speed-wise. So before, you'd have a candidate who'd go in for first stage, they'd come out from first stage interview, you get the feedback, but then go back in for a second round the next week. So the process could take about 2 weeks from start to finish, which for a temporary or a contract worker in the city is a bit long. Yep. Even for permanent staff these days, like the process has really picked up, whereas now you'll tend to find that first stage interviews will happen together. So instead of having the candidate go away and come back and book more time off if they're permanently employed, then for getting time off twice over the course of a week or 2 weeks can be quite difficult. So that has made the process easier for candidates to be able to go to interview whether they're employed or not employed at the moment.
What should clients be expecting in terms of speed?
So we also on the contract space, it would usually with a week is what we're looking at, and that's from the role coming out to us as an agency, for us finding candidates, having them interview, and then obviously being offered the role is probably about a week process. And that quick time frame is what's needed in the market we're at, where it is so busy and candidates have so many options and so many choices at the moment. On the permanent side, you know, the process, it completely differs with requirements. So it depends how quickly they need someone to come on board. It obviously depends on candidates' notice period. But with regards to interview process, I suppose that could usually take probably about 3 to 4 weeks now.
What type of roles are we recruiting for these days?
So I think at the moment it's very much the traditional team PA. We've seen a lot come through year to date, so from January to now, the majority of our volume of roles have been the team PA, so supporting a team of between probably 10 to 20. That skill set and that experience is what clients are looking for at the moment. Someone who's happy to take on senior members of staff, so junior members of staff, but candidates who have got that solid experience and background of being a PA and having worked in different types of environments. I think as well what we've seen come through is the more kind of split hybrid positions, so a PA plus events, or a PA and roadshows, or a PA with projects, a PA with languages. So it's having that second skill set
And would you say generally our scope of role has expanded?
The roles we have are coming in on a weekly basis on the contracts and the permits side in the city. The job we're getting the least in is a PA or an EA. They are although our bread and butter here at Tiger, what we're seeing more now is HR assistants. We're getting investor relations role. We're getting roadshows, events, projects. Again, like I said before, the language aspect has been really, really kind of a high need at the moment in the market. I think at the moment anything that's supporting a function but has another layer to it is what we're seeing. Our clients really want to feel they're having someone join their business who can add value.
Is there anything else that hiring managers should kind of be aware of in terms of like knowing that obviously the unemployment rate is really low at the moment,
yeah,
and things like that? Is there things that they should be thinking about when going through the process?
Obviously, a lot of the jobs at the moment are very similar. So a PA role is, depending on where you're working, a PA role will always be a PA role. It's all about culture, environment, team fit, and that's for the client and for the candidate. It's important. And I think for the candidates at the moment, they really want to know lots about their, you know, the work-life balance, any benefits, what their pension may be, and kind of what sets them apart.
So what can hiring managers do to attract candidates?
The base of an offer will always be the same. So whether the offer is going to be a set amount of money and they're not going to increase it, I think it's all about managing expectations from the beginning. So with the candidates and us as an agency, we brief them on the role. And if they were to go for an interview, the client reiterated those expectations to the candidate at that stage. And I think it's more around, again, like I said before, around team fit and culture fit. So a lot of our candidates really enjoy and benefit meeting from a team they're working alongside, or going on the floor and seeing where we sit or where we're based, and seeing the amenities of the office. And that can really, I think, more than money, because the money situation, salaries and benefits will all be discussed when we're briefing them on the role itself. But in regards to counter offers and managing those expectations, candidates very much are looking for their next role to be the only next role. I would encourage clients to be more, I suppose, open with who they're interviewing with, and if they get a good sense of that candidate and they think, you know what, this person could really fit in with our company, take them around and show them the floor, show them where the kitchen is, show them, you know, how the office works. And I think for candidates, for them seeing where they would physically be working and meeting with a couple of people who they're working alongside, that really gives them more of a boost to be inclined to accept an offer, because they feel like they've met the team, they feel like they've been introduced to the company.
So speaking of, I suppose, salaries, have you noticed, has there been an increase, decrease, stayed the same in terms of like general market, you know, what are the standard salaries now? What should people be expecting to pay for roles?
Yeah, I don't think the market has changed that much within regards to salaries. They have remained pretty stable over the last 12 months. We could say that temporary rates have increased because the urgency to get people on board and regards to compliance checks and certain things, that, you know, we have seen that rate go up a little bit. So a standard PA at the moment on a contract rate, we'd be looking at between £18-£20 an hour. Whereas I think before, you're probably looking around the £19 an hour mark. So it has increased a little bit, but nothing dramatically. But the salaries at the moment are good. They are positive. They are strong. And again, going back to benefits have got better, have gotten better, you know, although some of them aren't monetary benefits. But, you know, things like, you know, getting a season ticket loan, or whether it be getting a lunch allowance or a breakfast allowance, those little things do add up.
Are there any challenges at the moment when it comes to hiring?
I think the only challenge that I would say we come across quite a lot here at Tiger Recruitment is we have a lot of clients, especially the more corporate clients at the moment, are really trying to go down the testing routes, which has been a struggle, because we tend to find candidates who are really suitable for the job. We know they'd be a good fit for the client. We know they would work well in that position. And before they can have a face-to-face, they go through testing online. If they don't pass the testing online, they won't be put through to a face-to-face interview. So that can be a struggle, because everyone's different in how they act or react on a computer screen, and depending on a laptop or a tablet or a computer or a library, or they've got kids running around, it's all very circumstance and how they're going to, you know, complete a test.
Yeah.
We both might know that the candidate is suitable. If they don't pass the testing, that could be a blocker for them.
Have we had any changes to the interview process at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think the interviews that we have in the support space are very much aligned around personality and team fit, and it needs to be, because this person coming into their company is you know, they have a very important job, they have a very personal job with who they're supporting and the team they're working alongside. So they've got to be able to get along well with, and that's why I said before, it's really positive for them to meet with the team they're supporting and meet with, you know, the person they'll be reporting into. So sometimes it can work in the client's favour and in our favour and the candidate's favour if the HR interview is last. Because what we tend to find sometimes is HR conduct first stage, they make a judgment call on the candidate based on what they've seen, but that HR contact doesn't work with the team day to day. They're recruiting for many roles for that company, but what we tend to find, we get the most positive traction and the most, and we do tend to see that the hiring process from candidates who interview with line managers and the team, first of all, the conversion rate is so much higher, much quicker than it is if the HR meets them, because you haven't got to go in for a second, third or fourth, and they are meeting with the people straight away. The candidate can meet with the hiring manager and be like, oh no, I can't see myself working with that person, and then straight away it's done. So I think that positive steps need to be made for candidates to really interview and meet with who they're working with, because as much as the company and the client need to make sure that they're happy, that this person's going to do a good job and going to fit in well with their culture, the candidate also needs to have the opportunity to have exactly the same thought process and go through the right emotions to ensure that they're not there for 2 weeks and they leave.
What questions should hiring managers be asking?
I think, yeah, hone in on skills, hone in on day-to-day, you know, hone in on, you know, what's the most difficult challenge, or, you know, ask those questions. They are important, but I think also it's important to find out about that person, find out about their personality, what makes them tick. You know, have they got the same personality as someone they're going to be working alongside?
Or the complete opposite.
But I think it's important to find out who that person is and how they are as a person, because it is such a intense role and they are spending a lot of time, these PAs, with their teams and with their managers and whoever they're supporting, that it needs to be the right fit, and you're not going to find that asking them, you know, what their three weaknesses are and what their three strengths are.
And is there anything, I suppose, the client can do in that onboarding process to really just kind of make sure that, or is there anything that you've heard of that they shouldn't be doing in that onboarding process to make sure someone can settle into a role and kind of...
No, I think what a lot of candidates look for at the moment is that when they join the role, a company, they want to make sure they have training, or, you know, the computer systems are set up and they're not starting on Monday, and the IT logins aren't ready till Wednesday, and it's those little things, you know, you've got to think, if you're the client, even if I was to start a role and my computer wasn't ready, I'd be sitting there thinking, well, what's the point of being here for... Right now, start in 2 days' time. Mm-hmm. So, I think what sometimes I think is just making sure that everyone's putting themselves in other people's shoes a little bit and being like, would I want to join somewhere and I have no training? No, you wouldn't. So, make sure that you ensure they have training. Would you like to start somewhere and not be introduced to the office? Probably not. So, I think little details like that mean more than bigger things. Mm-hmm. I think it's just making sure that when someone is joining, so when the clients have a new starter, just to make them feel welcome and to make sure things are set up correctly, so when they come in they have a really smooth transition into starting their job.
If you're looking for more insights on hiring in the city or other recruitment related information, head to Tiger's website www.tiger-recruitment.co.uk.